Carolina Berg was a famous hymn writer in Sweden. In fact, she has been called the Fanny Crosby of Sweden. She wrote the words to this beautiful hymn that we will be singing in a few moments. Day by day, and with each passing moment. When she published this hymn way back in 1886, she included a story, an allegory, that explained the inspiration for these words. The story is of an old wall clock that one day just stopped for no apparent reason. The face of the clock decided to investigate to see what had happened. And it soon discovered that the pendulum was at fault. The pendulum explained that it had grown weary of swinging back and forth 86,400 times a day. So the face said, "Well, I understand that. Why don't you just try 6 times a day?" And the pendulum said, "Well, I could do that." But you see, the issue is not whether it is 6 times a day or 60 times a day, but it is the thought of 6 million times that overwhelms me. And so then the face of the clock shared these wise words. "Bear in mind, while in a single moment you may think of the millions of swings you must make in a lifetime, only one at a time is required of you. Only one at a time. And no matter how often you must go through the same movement, you will be granted a moment for each one. No matter how many times, you will be granted a moment for each one. Day by day, and with each passing moment." In this story, the face of the clock is a wise sage. A sage is someone who has become wise through reflection and experience. A sage is a mature, often venerable person of sound judgment who is distinguished for their wisdom. So I have a trivia question for you. I'm going to share a quote with you from a wise sage, and I want to see if any of you know who said this. And I bet some of my favorite youth may know the answer. By the way, on Monday, I came into my office and I had the most beautiful poster and words of appreciation signed your favorite youth. So here they are, my favorite youth. So see if you know who said this. "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger." Haley, you know it. "Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering." And that wise sage was Yoda. Brian, wonder why she knew that. Yoda. You know Yoda, don't you, in Star Wars? You see, Yoda is what the ancient Stoics would call a wise sage. Now, in case you don't know Yoda, Yoda was the legendary Jedi Master, and stronger than most of the Jedi Masters because of his connection with the Force. You know, you've seen Yoda, very, very small, but he was wise and powerful. He trained Jedi for 800 years, including, am I correct, Luke Skywalker. That's why he is so remarkable. He taught the virtues of patience, of commitment, seriousness, calm, caution, benevolence, and of course, wisdom. But did you know, Haley, you probably know this, that Yoda is actually a Jewish sage, because the very name Yoda comes from the Hebrew word yada, which means to know. Do you know that? We're learning something new. If Brian Walker didn't know it, this is news to everybody. So the Hebrew word yada is the word for knowledge. Yadia means one who has knowledge, hence the name Yoda. So here's another Yoda saying. In a dark place, we find ourselves, and a little more knowledge lights our way. Those words from the sage in Star Wars, Yoda, could be shared by one of the greatest sages in the Old Testament, whose name was Koheleth. Now, you may not recognize the name Koheleth, but I guarantee you, you have heard his words. In fact, listen to this. Koheleth has the distinction of having words that he uttered back in the 5th century BC becoming the lyrics to a number one song in 1965. It is the oldest lyrics ever put to music that became a number one hit. And I bet you know this song. I'm going to try to play this song for you, if it will come up. And of course, it's not coming up. So, have you ever heard? You know, it came up a little while ago. All right, I'm going to start over because you really need to hear this song. You really need to hear this. And it's not coming up. This happens to me all the time. Go ahead, Betty Jane.
Turn.
Yeah, perfect. 1965, the Byrds. To everything there is a season. Now you know those words. Debbie just read those words. You just sang those words. And the reason you may not recognize Koheleth is because you know him not by his Hebrew name, but by his Greek name, which is Ecclesiastes. Koheleth is a wise sage. In the book of Ecclesiastes, he's reflecting on life. And he's struggling with the question, how can life be best lived? Not just how you can find meaning in life, but he's actually saying, what is meaning in life? He confesses that he has tried many things in life. He has walked down many blind alleys along the way. He has been searching for fulfillment. He has been searching for joy. But he normally comes to the conclusion that all is vanity. His favorite saying is, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. He says, the sun comes up, the sun goes down, the world goes round and round, but where is the meaning? What difference does it make? Koheleth challenges some of our long-held assumptions and beliefs that no one else would ever question. He cautions us about holding on to absolute truth. He exposes the vulnerability of unquestioned assumptions. And in this beautiful passage, this third chapter of Ecclesiastes, Koheleth tells us that there are many different seasons to life, that life can be described in an orderly, systematic, and a measured way. There is a time to be born. There's time to die. But the struggle he has is the same struggle that we have. How often is life orderly? How often is life systematic? How often is life measured? We are always dealing with intrusions into our world, interruptions in our life, an invasion into our existence. Whether it's some type of illness, you have ALS or MS or cancer, whether it is a broken relationship, whether it is just dealing with depression, whether it is some sort of addiction, our world is turned upside down. Yes, there is a time to be born, and there's time to die, but even time becomes chaotic. I've thought a lot recently about a time to die. And one of the issues that we often deal with is there are many people who die long before their time, and there are many people who live long beyond their time to die. This song that I couldn't find, I don't know why I couldn't find it on here, this song that I couldn't find on my phone that Betty Jane sang so well, "Glad You Came to the Rescue," came out in December of 1965. You know what was going on in December of 1965? It was Vietnam. And this became a popular song in the Vietnam War. You know it's in Forrest Gump. You know that. Because it became a song that reminded people that there is a time, but they were struggling with the fact that so many of their friends had lost their life before it was time. And then you deal with the other extreme. My two nieces and my nephew about 2 weeks ago were struggling with this question, when is the time to die for my sister? The doctor met with them and the doctor said, you need to make a decision. Do we keep her on life support or do we take off the life support and take her to hospice? They struggled with this, but then, thank God, they found the fact that she had a living will. A very specific living will. And they told me, mother left us with no choice. And I said, no, your mother left you with a gift. That you didn't have to make the choice. She made the choice. And let me tell you, folks, that's one of the greatest gifts you can give to your children and to your grandchildren. You don't want your children to have to sit around a hospital one day and make that decision. You go ahead and you get the papers and you make the decision for them. There is a time to be born and there's a time to die. But time has become our enemy. We live in a world in which we're just bound by schedules and time. And I want to tell you what happened just a few moments ago. So I'm in my office, thinking, you know, I've got time to get ready for the service. And Wes comes in. And Wes says, Ray, are you okay? I said, fine. I was getting my robe on, getting ready to go. He said, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know what time my watch said? My watch says it's 11:27. You're in trouble. I had been looking at my watch. Now, this says it's 11:45, which means I'm in trouble. Which is interesting because, isn't it, when we come to the 11 o'clock worship hour on Sunday, you know how we all get obsessed with time? So I have one simple question to ask you. Why is it that an overtime football game that goes six overtimes is exciting? Even though I know it didn't have the desired outcome. But when church goes into overtime, I mean, you just tell me what's going on here. It's how we look at time, how we measure time. Do you know that clocks did not even have minute hands until the 17th century? Because people looked at time differently. But in this dark place that we find ourselves, we know there's a time to be born and there's a time to die, but what about all the seasons in between? We find ourselves in a world in which there is too much killing, too little healing, too much weeping, too little laughter. There's too much hating, too little love. There's too much war and too little peace. There's one thing you need to know about this list, and that is simply this. Koheleth is not condoning all of these seasons. He is not telling us, yes, it is okay to hate. Yes, it is okay to kill. Yes, it is okay to have war. He's not saying that. He's being descriptive. He's saying, this is the way that life is. And he finally comes to the conclusion at the end of Ecclesiastes. He simply says, so what can you do? Where can you find joy? He said, you find it simply by living every day, relishing every moment, finding joy in relationships, finding joy everywhere you can. Fear God and keep his commandments. But little did Koheleth know that 5 centuries later, there would be an intrusion into our world. There would be an interruption in our lives. There would be an invasion in our existence. And this was called the incarnation. It was an intrusion of light into our darkened world, an interruption of love into a world of hate, an invasion of the creative Word. When the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and the Word turned the world upside down. Turn. And Jesus said, the time is fulfilled. The season has come. The time is fulfilled. Repent. You know what the word repent means? To turn. Turn and believe the gospel. And in a world in which there was too much darkness, Jesus came bringing light. In a world in which there was too much hatred, Jesus came bringing love and forgiveness. In a world in which there was way too much weeping, Jesus came bringing joy and laughter. In a world in which there was too much mourning, he came bringing redemption and dancing. Into a world in which there was too much war, he came with the promise of peace. Into a world in which there was too much fear, he came promising the victory of faith. Yoda said, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Jesus said, faith is the path to light. Faith leads to forgiveness. Forgiveness leads to love. And love leads to perfect peace. And so how should we respond to the wise sage named Koheleth? By living every day, day by day, every moment that we have been given the gift to live, to love, to share, to minister. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, we continue to live until we reach the promised land.